you've got to know that she has a FLT3 mutation. Doesn't matter what kind, it's an activating mutation. The basic biology is FLT3 is one of these cytokine receptors, and the oncologists have learned about what the heck FLT3 is, but it's kind of the perfect little receptor to make an AML cell happy. There's a lot of biology behind where FLT3 normally functions, and normal FLT3 functions in early myeloid cells. It's the driver for their growth. It helps marrow recover from chemo. So the leukemia cells figured out how to turn this sucker on and keep it on constitutively. And so it's really the perfectly designed growth receptor for an AML cell. So it's pretty darn common. If somebody comes in, we can spot these patients routinely. They come in, anybody with a high white blood cell count, the oncologist has to be thinking this is FLT3, has to be thinking. And they've got to get that test back to confirm that that mutation is present within a week, because you got to start the targeted agent at that point.
Just out of curiosity, you know, from a basic pathophysiology point of view, where does FLT3 fit in compared to, say, Neupogen does in terms of growth factor stimulants?
Neupogen is a similar growth factor. If you give chemotherapy to a breast cancer patient and cause aplasia, they will get a natural elevation of GCSF, and they'll get an elevation of FLT3 ligand, which is trying to turn on FLT3. They work synergistically to recover the marrow. We kind of pump things up with more GCSF to speed the later neutrophil development along. But those early neutrophils are generated by FLT3 ligand, which is a very brief thing. It goes up and then comes back down when you recover. So that's the thing that's making early myeloid cells grow fast, is FLT3 and the natural FLT3 ligand. So yes, you could actually, in fact, FLT3 ligand is an approved product in some cases. It mobilizes stem cells and things like that. It's a cytokine.
Really? That's interesting. Kind of works like GCSF.
Yeah, it really is.
So also, can you talk about the types of FLT3 mutations? She had ITD, but there's also, was it TKD?
Yeah, so two different ways. The TKDs resemble, are the same types of mutations that you'll see in a lung cancer and EGF receptor mutation. They're point mutations. The ITD is a very particular one, and it is unique to FLT3. We don't see these types of mutations in other receptor tyrosine kinases. It's this long inserted sequence that gets stuck into a regulatory region. And the mechanism, you can go into it, it's something called slippage repair, but basically it's pretty unique to FLT3. And it activates the receptor, shall we say, more strongly. This is a much more potent way of activating the receptor than just a little point mutation. So this thing, which is a growth factor for early myeloid cells, really gets revved up a couple of orders of magnitude. And so that ITD, that's the common one. That's going to be in 1 in 5 patients. The TKDs, tyrosine kinase domain mutations, these little point mutations, they are not as scary. The patients may not have a high white count. Sometimes they're driver mutations. Sometimes they're just in a little subclone. But what was key is it doesn't matter, at least in terms of the initial treatment with midostaurin, the approved targeted agent for this subset of AML patients, doesn't matter. Patients benefit regardless of the type of FLT3 activating mutation they have.